The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Well, I'm going to go off here. I'm going to explode. Where's my music?
Well, I love the announcements.
Here I come. Okay. So this is up. You don't see me right now.
No.
There's fog and stuff.
I'm like, oh my goodness, I wonder what's about to happen.
Wait.
Who's coming
and
through?
And then say, like, is that Brant's music?
That's what I'm supposed to say. Okay. Is that Brant's music
here
that I'm hearing? Well, there he is, through the tunnel, through the fog.
Here I am. Oh.
Wow, look at the unitard. I wonder what makes
someone put something like that on,
Andre the Giant when he used to have that.
No, I don't have a unitard. You guys don't listen to her.
I get to participate
this
in this,
is my
too.
Music. I'm here wearing an Affliction t-shirt.
Oh, that's what that is.
And okay. Cool tats and stuff.
Oh,
anyway,
dear.
I got something to say. It's going to upset some people.
Oh, dear.
And which I don't like to do, honestly. I just don't enjoy that.
I think people think you're a poke the bear type of person.
Really? That's accidental.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
we have been employed places where people thought you wanted to do that.
I know that
you're not that person. I know that you're actually the opposite person.
Yeah. Okay, so...
That being said...
This isn't politics.
Okay.
But it is culture.
Okay.
But don't email and be like, you said you wouldn't talk about politics and stuff. Like, it's not.
Okay.
And don't say it in that tone of voice either, because you don't sound smart. When you do the
we don't get many of those calls, but I guess
exactly.
We get some of them. Yeah.
Well. See, if you talk like that, we don't.
It's hard for it to defeats, take you seriously.
You might have a good
guys.
Point.
Yeah.
That
just
tone.
Try not to. Really? Every time.
I remember when it's on the air. And, a friend of mine, Pablo, called me out on that.
He said, why does everyone sound
that way? He actually cut in. It was live. He cut in. He's like, I just noticed every time you talk about somebody who disagrees with you.
Yeah, he knows he did it. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? That's a really solid point.
Thank you for
that. I need to stop doing that. Okay. But here's serious.
Okay. And I do not know what this is.
No, you don't.
Nope.
No. And, you know, maybe you'll have a different angle on this.
Okay.
Possible.
That sounded just like my mom. Or it's like,
well,
you know,
that's probably
what?
It. Because,
yeah.
Like, I've said this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's Twitter, right? So
yes.
It's the worst possible stuff. But I do see this as a trend, and that is you can't even quote scripture anymore.
No.
And you're told that by Christians. So by saying Jesus said we have to free, like, let's say I just tweeted out, like, I'm really challenged by the fact that Jesus said if we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's religious abuse. I got accused of religious abuse.
Because
now you're telling somebody you're invalidating their story.
Okay.
You are denying them the right to anger.
Mm-hmm.
You are telling them, you are beating up on them. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's oppressed people groups that, you know, they have a right to their anger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, man. I'm just quoting what Jesus said.
Yeah.
So if he's out of line, go ahead and call it out.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that it's necessarily like I'm being oppressive by quoting Jesus,
mm-hmm.
that's too far.
Yeah.
So I'm not like how in the world are you supposed to talk about that to whom? Whoever gets to quote Jesus, whoever gets, and I'm not even telling non-Christians they have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're somebody who's a believer, there's no way it's not religious abuse to say Jesus said this.
Right.
And it challenges all of us to the very core, but it does apply to you, regardless of what group you're in.
That is right.
All of us. So but I see that increasingly happening where it's like it's presumed. It's people get a box of postmod jargon or conflict theory jargon,
mm-hmm.
and just mix and match and throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's just juvenile, honestly, is mm-hmm. the way it strikes me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I'm going to be challenged by Jesus. I'm, you know, if you don't like it, that's up to you.
Right.
And I can respect that. But actually,
He said it. So if you're going to tell me, no, he did not say that. That is
not supposed
not
to study
true.
It.
Yeah.
I can't study it,
right.
Or you can, or I'm not supposed to say it out loud. Is that the rule? Or no one's supposed to? So that's why I sound impassioned on this.
Yeah.
It's like that. I've seen that happen now. in many different contexts. And I understand if I'm going to somebody who just got abused by their husband, for instance, and I'm saying, like, it's, you were abused, you got a black eye, you need to let that go right now. Like, yeah, that was a ridiculous thing to say in that moment.
Yes.
I'm not, but that's not the context.
Right.
So presuming that that's the context is wrong. We have to be able to teach the things that Jesus taught. We got to be able to tell other people who are believers things that Jesus taught. He said some things that are going to increasingly, because it used to be like, well, Jesus never talked about that. So it's, well, he did say some things that are now rubbing up against the cultural orthodoxy.
Absolutely.
I mean, and there are things I can't pretend aren't there.
That's
I have
right.
to wrestle with it. They challenge me. They call me out. I can't just walk with the culture away from Jesus and then try to ignore what he said. Or then if somebody brings it up, like, oh, you can't talk about that. So we're getting there on that. But I just wanted to mention that because I do see that whenever we talk about forgiveness, now it's that's like the trained trend.
Well, you don't, obviously you can, but I don't think that it's fair to take that. I'm saying Jesus said forgive. That's true. And you're going to take it and extrapolate it with whatever you got going on or whatever you presume I'm talking about. And then come at me that way. No, he said what he said.
These are people who are listening as college-educated white people, frankly, who are telling me I can't say what Jesus said on behalf of groups they have in mind.
That's what I mean. You're taking what I'm saying and you're deciding you must be talking about this or you couldn't possibly be talking about that. Like you don't know what I'm talking about other than I'm saying what Jesus said.
Right. Right.
Yes.
But it's interesting to me that it's in the state. Like, personally, I agree with you. There's these other, like, actually, those other groups agree with me. Like that's what's wild about that, too. They have intervening groups on behalf of other people to say, you can't talk about Jesus. Like, well, I sure can. Yes, I can.
Yeah.
With believers.
Yes.
I can't. And we can be challenged by this and we can learn from, okay, so, but he did say that and he said it repeatedly.
Yeah.
And it's... So that's just one of those things. Sorry if I sound wound up about it, but increasingly that's going to be a thing.
Yeah. It is because that's why we were talking about it when we talked about it in Sunday school, remember?
No.
You don't remember talking about it?
Oh, talking about forgiveness.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was that was like, I don't recall that at all, as a matter of fact.
Rant?
I'm very wound up about it, but I do not remember speaking about it before.
You already talked about it, man.
Remember you wrote the
Let me tell you something. I've never talked about this before in my life.
That's why I felt like, because it was before a lot of stuff happened, actually, and we were talking about it, and... Then there's a wave of things happening, and Jesus, I mean, he said it. I have to wrestle with that. And I just think anything else just doesn't make any sense to me.
As
a believer, and nothing else makes sense to me other than he said it. I presume he meant it. Because if we're going to start picking that apart, forget the whole thing.
Forget
then.
It all.
Forget the whole thing. Because I was his enemy. He made reconciliation for me, right? If the whole gospel...
But he waited till you apologized, right?
No,
before he did that?
Oh,
he didn't?
No, he
what?
Paved the way.
He did it before you... While you were a sinner.
It. That's right. He paved with his own sacrifice. Listen... I think there was a line in the play. It's really ridiculous to quote myself, but I remember the white pastor saying to the black pastor,
As I once wrote,
and I agree with me.
Yeah.
He says to the black pastor, you have to cover me.
Yeah, you got to cover me.
And the black pastor's like, well, that's really convenient because then you get to say whatever you want and do whatever you want and then say, cover me. And he said, like it or not, it's the gospel. He said, so you don't have to take it, but he said, you can't change it. Like you... Either Jesus said that or he didn't.
Yeah. Either walk away sadly or we have to do this.
We have to do this. And it is, gosh.
I don't know what's left with it. And some of the follow-up tweets were stuff like that. Like, well, I believe that, you know, as a Christian, that people should apologize first and then I have the
That's
option.
Smart.
And no one should tell me. No one should tell me I have to forgive other people. No one should tell you. And you're Christian. No one should tell you.
So I don't know what the base and as a part, quite frankly, of probably one of the people group, let me tell you, that I do have to wrestle with it.
Right.
So you thank you if you want to step in and be like, you don't get to tell. No, Jesus already told me. So I have to wrestle with it. I have to wrestle with it in a way. I have to wrestle with it, quite frankly, that he said, love your enemy. And I have people saying, you don't have any enemies.
Right, sure. Right.
You don't, what? Right. What? No. And I know, and I still have to forgive. So I don't actually need that buffer. Thank you. I get it. But he said what he said, doggone it. And I, if that is, if you take that out, Brent, then I'm serving me. That's how I feel.
Right. I think it's freeing.
Yeah.
Isn't Jesus the good news?
Yes.
So, well, yes. You can't, we don't want that out there. Mm-hmm. You're putting, that's not how this works.
No, it's not.
That's not how this, and this is why we're a new race. Like, yeah. This is, okay, if you don't want to be in this huddle where we're like, we're all mm-hmm. subservient to Christ and we have to submit to one another. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to be a part of that, that's totally up to you. God gives you that freedom, but.
Well, show me in scripture then. If that's what you're saying, no, you can't tell them, then you have to show me because I have what he said.
Right. I don't know what else to do with it. So yeah, that's the thing. And my questions are always too, like I always want to ask, okay, well, let's go down this path. Mm-hmm. How long are you supposed to stay angry?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right.
Just curious about, there's a lot of, like, who gets to decide mm-hmm. that your anger is righteous? I'm just curious. Is that you, or how do you know that?
Right.
You just know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because everybody thinks that. So there's a whole host of questions that come with rejecting the Jesus way that makes life incoherent.
Yeah.
It doesn't even work. And his way is so awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's acknowledging that it's wrong
mm-hmm.
and giving us a way out of this thing.
Yes.
That's the other thing we talked about too. It's like, look, no, you don't have to forgive. You have freedom, but the idea that you are free when you are harboring anger for the rest of your life, like, no, you are choosing to stay in relationship mentally with this person the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You want that?
And as a believer, again, I'm asking you to show me. I have where he said, forgive your enemies. Can you show me where he said something else? If we're believers.
Yeah. Where is it?
This is what he said. You can't say, well, but he did say, your anger is righteous in this scenario. He didn't say that. He didn't model that. So I don't know what, if I'm a follower of Jesus.
Well, they'll say he modeled it.
What do you mean?
Because that's the justification for any anger we have. Every time it comes back to, he went into that temple.
I know
that.
And
he started beating people
up
and throwing stuff around or whatever. Like,
that is so true.
Yes.
That it must be accompanied with a cross.
Which followed hours later.
Yes. So if you, that's fine. If you say, okay, you're going to have to show me both, though.
These people, then.
You got the whip, you got the cross. You died for them. You sacrificed yourself for them. You don't get the whip and then just, okay, bye.
No, I quoted you. I agreed with you as well in my last book when I was writing about, you said, honey, you don't get a whip. You're not Jesus. You're the money changer.
Yes. Well, that's
you're
also
not God.
That's also the when Jesus is the woman found in adultery, and it's always, we always are like, well, are you Jesus that tells her to go, you know, go thy way and sin no more, or are you the people that want to stone her? You're the woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if we can internalize what he has done and how he has forgiven us, then it makes it easier. But man, if we are righteous, is self-righteous in our own eyes, then it makes it really difficult to forgive because, my goodness, I'm so right.
Yeah, literally the argument is Jesus should not have said it, or we shouldn't mention it out loud
mm-hmm.
because someone could overhear it and then feel bad.
Well,
I don't know what to do with that. I do not know. And I know you can clobber people over the head with the Bible and stuff, and I hate that.
Yeah.
But good grief.
He did say it, and we do have to wrestle, and it's hard.
And it's good news, and it's freeing, and it's the way. It is the way. It's the way. So we got to be able to talk about the way to live as disciples of Jesus. So I hope that makes sense.
It does.
I didn't cut you off.
What? No, I right. Wait. Nope.
All right. Okay, good. Okay. Well, now I'm backing out.
That's nice. Are you backing out? You're not even walking back out? You're like
backing
like slinking?
Out. No, I just feel like I said my thing. Now I'm disappearing into the fog.
Still fog.
Yeah. Just see my silhouette as I walk backstage.
And everyone's like, all right, well, there's that.
Thanks for listening to that. You guys appreciate it. So thankful for our sponsors. One of them is fellowshiphomeloans.com. Mike and Brian, you can talk to them there. They're really awesome. I tell from my friends, neighbors, I know Sherry does this too. And yeah. Whenever mortgages come up or whatever, like, you got to talk to these guys because we've used them. We're very thankful for them. Mm-hmm. And we really feel like they're on your side. Like, they'll figure something out for you. That's really neat. Anyway, if you're interested, fellowshiphomeloans.com. All right, so are you recording?
I am.
This may go nowhere.
Yeah.
I said we shouldn't talk about this.
It's worth a try.
Well, you brought up a good thing, and I guess they're talking about it on some more professional podcast about...
about a legitimate podcast.
Givers and takers.
Yes.
Like, there's givers, and then there's takers. Mm-hmm. And you made an interesting observation.
The fact that I've never really heard people say, well, I'm on the taking end of that. I take. Yeah. Everyone thinks they're giving so much. Everyone believes so much that they are the ones that just continue to pour out and pour out and pour out. In a shocking plot twist
that's counterintuitive, said, well, I don't want to, because this could be a prideful thing, mm-hmm. but to just be honest, like, I actually consider myself.
You take more.
A taker.
Yeah. Ryan's like, I
Thank
take.
Thank you. I'm a take. I'm yeah. a, I take. All right. I take and I take, take and I take. Take.
All right. Well, there's that. There's one.
I really do think that way. The way I was thinking was like, because we all think, you can all write the story. All of us think that we have fought the system and scrapped our way to whatever we got. And then so we deserve everything we have.
Yeah.
But it's not all of it. I mean, I am aware that I don't deserve what I have. I really am. Mm-hmm. And so, but I don't want that to be a point of bragging. And then Jerry's
and then
like,
I was like, well, go ahead.
Just go ahead.
It's a brand Sherry Oddcast. Go ahead and toot your own just horn.
Brag about how you're a taker, Brand.
Well, it really goes back.
I do feel that way.
It really goes back to, and this always gets us in trouble because there's always inevitably an email where someone's like, no, I really do have low self-esteem. I'm not saying that. Yeah. It kind of goes back to the thing where everyone always thinks like I just have, not everyone. It's a cultural thought of loving yourself more, giving to yourself more, taking care of you more. Mm-hmm. And that's just not. I haven't seen that as a biblical narrative. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. And no, it's not. Also, there's other things going on too. I was just thinking about like when you think everybody's got this narrative, practically everybody, where, mm-hmm. You know, I overcame the odds to get what I have.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You didn't, but I did.
Yeah.
Like, well, if any of us were born in any number of other places, like in 99% of the other human settings throughout human history, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have that. Mm-hmm. You just wouldn't. Your circumstances matter a lot. If I'm born in any other country practically at any other time, I don't have what I have.
Yes.
So for me to just go, oh, I deserve this, but these other people, they just take and take. Like, no, I consume a lot of resources.
Yes.
And I also consume a lot of grace from God. I consume a lot.
Yeah.
So oh boy, I'm constantly taking.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like all of these blessings, everything I have, I'm blessed with. Obviously, I could make a long list, but just starting with my wife, of course, mm-hmm. and thinking about my family, I think about Sherry, my coworker, mm-hmm. you know, and then radiating out from there. Good grief, the blessings.
Yeah, I think that if we try, maybe that's a 2021 thing that we all can do, because I think we all can get stuck in. I know that I have, you know, that this person, I had to take care of that, and that, and that, and that. And we always think we're doing so much to take care of so many people, and in some instances we are. But I think maybe if I can refocus on what you said, how much I take,
yeah,
specifically from God, how much I require.
And it's not guilt, it's gratitude.
If that's what I was going to say. That's what allows you to be a giver, I think, is that if I'm giving out of that,
yeah.
Man, do it. There's nothing really noble or heroic about denying that.
Yeah. No, there's not. And you can have conversations with people that, oh, I give, and no one ever does anything. You're at a restaurant, and while they're talking, the server comes up behind him, refills the water. Does, and, you know, I just, and I never, and I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I think that it can be a source of gratitude. And I need to do that, is refocus on how much God gives every day.
Yeah.
And how much I do take. That's a great way to think about that, of grace
mercy. Yeah. I don't know. We're all, like, you can't consider it a blessing if you think you deserve it.
No, you can't. And then...
No, but hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That should be highlighted and then starred, because that's like a quotable.
Okay, say it again.
You can't think it's a blessing if you think you deserve it.
Ah.
Okay. So star that, highlight it, tweet it. And then, like, a little dash, Brant Hansen.
Attribute it.
Attribute
please.
It. Damn it. If anybody needlepoints it or whatever, then send me a photo of that.
Right, right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no. Let's let it breathe just a little more. Everyone, hold on. In fact, let's give people time to rewind. I mean, rewind the podcast.
You can't just drop a quotable like that and just... hope that people realize how awesome that was.
All neon lights
come
point
on.
To it.
I'm, I mean, actually, all these other guys are always quoting themselves.
I know, I've been in, it's terrible, that I've been in services where they pop it up on the screen.
Oh.
As, okay, I just said something. That you should be right now tweeting out to everybody. Okay. Yes, sir. I initially didn't think that I needed to do it, but now that you put it there on the two screens,
yeah.
I guess that I will do it now.
So, please, I'm asking this from a humanitarian standpoint. Like, I'm not good at graphics, so find some graphic of me speaking somewhere. Take what I said there.
Make that kind of fuzzy, but let the words pop out.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone describe how the meme should look. Okay, so now while you're memeing this,
well,
here's what I expect.
We always go back to this, but it's the sphere in which we operate, okay?
Yes, it is.
The Showtime Christian stuff that we don't like. But... you know that that's what they're, I mean, they're, I see, like, there's some meme factory for each one of these guys and some ladies where it's just, it's like superimpose this right here over me. I'll be
a little to the left.
Move me to the left, put what I said a little bit over here and then highlight that. And then you have a shot of me in front of a bigger crowd or with those one jeans on. And then move that up my face.
With my hand.
And then me is, and then put my logo. And then put it on my Instagram. So there are conversations happening like that.
They do. It's
and I can't, because it's not my idiom.
Right.
I'm locked in here, so yeah. I need other people to do it for me.
That I get it.
I'm humbly
asking you
to allow me to stay in my humble idiom.
I want
and you do it for me.
Someone to take allow me to stay in my humble idiom and meme that. If you do that,
make it like an Inception thing, and make the quote about how. How I want you to meme.
Continue to quote.
I want you to meme something I said over a picture of me. That's my quote.
That's what we want. A quote about a quote.
Yeah, take that quote.
A meme about a meme.
I want you to meme something about what I said. Dash Brant Hansen.
Guys.
And superimpose it over me.
This is the only way we're going to get viral.
We're not going to get it done. It's not working, you guys. This is supposed to just blow up.
We should have blown up a long time ago.
When is the blow up? Because we're still waiting, and frankly, we blame our audience.
If you're listening right now, it's actually your fault.
Why haven't you blown us up?
So if you listen to him ask you for a meme, you have only yourself to blame.
No, honestly, we can't just blow ourselves up. We can't do that.
It's your job.
It's got to be, yeah. So, search your heart.
and see how you can serve us better.
Get plugged into our vision for ourselves. I'm going to make a flow chart
of how
you can fit into my thing.
Our vision for ourselves.
Where do you fit in my vision for myself?
Here's my vision. It's like the mall.
Yeah.
You are here.
Yeah.
In my vision.
Yeah, right here. And you need to flow through to this next level where you do more.
You guys aren't flowing.
Right.
I guess that's, we started this whole thing out about givers and takers. And now we actually want to tell you something.
You're stuck at the friendship level. And we need you
to move on up
to meme makers.
And viral associates.
Right.
Yes. There's a flow here, guys.
What's that? Are you a branch cherry viral associate? You're not? Oh, you are. Okay, good.
Okay, good.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.